Yeah. Hey, I'm in the bedroom. Hello. How did your training go? That's great, honey. Yeah, I said that's great, didn't I? What do you want from me? A round of applause? Good job, baby. I'm so fucking proud of you. You did so well. Is that enough worship for you, master? What? You wanted this, right? You wanted more praise, and I'm giving you more praise, and somehow it's still not enough for you. What's up? Yeah, fuck you. Nothing is up. You know what? Actually, something's up. It's you asking whether something's up. That's what's up. You assuming there's something wrong with me just because I didn't greet you, kneeling at the door in lingerie, begging to suck your fucking dick after practice? Yeah, that's what's up. Fuck you. Maybe your other bitches greeted you like that, but I don't. So if you miss them so fucking much, I'm pretty sure you still got their fucking numbers in your phone because you never delete contacts or whatever dumb fucking excuse you have now. What's in your hand? What? Why? I seemed upset and you wanted to make me happy, so you thought buying me a little trinket could get me to wag my tail for you again or something? Yeah? Yeah, like I'm a fucking dog? Yeah? That's what you thought? Well, maybe next time get me some treats so you can teach me how to give you a paw, fucking asshole. It. Don't fucking touch me. Yeah, well, maybe it worked on your other girlfriends. That's why. Just stop, okay? Stop. Stop being so nice. It's pissing me the fuck off. Because every time you're being a good boyfriend, I'm reminded of how you got there through fucking experience, okay? All the fucking trial and error of your other stupid girlfriends. Your fucking army of practice material so you could finally get it right this time around. Yeah, that's what this is about. And you know what? Yes, it is. Don't you fucking dare touch me again. I swear to God, stay away. Oh God, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm okay. Fuck you. I'm not sitting down. I told you not to fucking touch me. How many times do I have to tell you? Stay the fuck away. Right there. Right there. Stay right there. Why? Isn't this gonna be great for your next girlfriend? I mean, I'm giving you all this material on how to deal with a crazy, irrational bitch, according to you, so you're welcome, baby. Hey, let go of me! I told you. Don't sit me on your fucking lap like I'm some dumb, stupid high school girl freaking out over nothing. I'm literally older than you, okay? I'm a grown-ass woman with a career. I don't need to sit on your lap like some fucking tits. Your touch is calming, especially when you play with my hair like that, but I want to calm down and I want to be okay, but all I'm thinking about is which one of your exes taught you this little trick of yours, you know? I keep bringing them up because... Duh! No! 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 No. I know that. Yeah, whatever. Why? It doesn't matter why. It was stupid anyways. Let's just forget about it. Okay? Oh, great job at practice today, honey. I'm so glad the training went well. Wow, wow, wowzers. My sweet, strong boyfriend is so athletic now. Wow, wow, wow. What? Oh, stop looking at me like that. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for crashing out or whatever, okay? Can you let go now? I you know what? I gotta fold the laundry and can you... asshole! Can you just not let anything go? God fucking damn it! Oh, you're so fucking annoying! Yeah, you're pissing me the fuck off! Yeah, I told you, it's fucking dumb. No, you don't need to know any specifics. Like, what are you, a fucking cop? What fucking detective show are you watching now? Because you're my boyfriend. Really? Well, newsflash. Just because you're my boyfriend doesn't mean you need to know everything, okay? You don't get that. You're just too fucking nosy. Has nothing to do with you and I being in a relationship. Yeah, you're too fucking nosy. You're sticking up your nose in places that don't belong, and it's fucking annoying me. No, it has nothing to do with your ex-girlfriends. You know what? I couldn't give a rat's ass about those ugly bitches, okay? Yeah, they were ugly. Like, you had no taste. Oh, you don't want me to talk about them in that way. I see, I see. Let me guess. What, you're still fucking in love with them? Right, you're not. So, you shouldn't care. Easy as that. No, I don't need hugs. I don't need cuddles. I don't need kisses. I don't need anything. I need you to let me go and give me some space, okay? I said, I don't fucking care about them. I don't care about them. Do you understand that? I don't fucking care about them. It's not about any of them. It's not about any individual fucking girl. It's just... Can you fucking stop playing detective for 2 seconds? Why the fuck do you need to know everything? I can't because you're just gonna think I'm some bitter, selfish loser. Which I am, but it doesn't change the point. Yeah, promise. Well, how could you promise me that, huh? What if I'm about to confess that I'm a serial killer, huh? Would you still love me after that? No, don't answer that, because I'm afraid you might say yes. And if you do, that'd be some really poor judgment. And you're dumb as hell for that. Shut the fuck up, smartass. I fucking hate the sight of you. Oh my... Okay, fine. I'm just gonna rip the band-aid off, I guess, so... No, wait. Screw that. Fuck that. This is too cringe. You? What am I doing? No, I changed my mind. I'm annoying you? Hello? Were you here for the last, like, 10 minutes? I'm sorry if I'm annoying you. And if I am, why don't you just fucking break up with me for a better, more normal, non-toxic girlfriend? Boom! Case closed. Problem fucking solved. Okay, fucking hell, fine. I don't like how fucking experienced you are. There, I fucking said it. Are you happy? Are you fucking happy now? And I know it's not fucking sex positive of me or whatever, but you don't have to fucking tell me that. I already know that. It's just, it's so fucking dumb. It's dumb, and you know it. You know how dumb I am. I know how dumb I am. Congrats, what a fucking victory. We both know how fucking stupid I am. Don't you fucking start. You always fucking do this, okay? You always act like whatever I tell you is not a big deal, and it'll be surprisingly okay. It's gonna be a magic whatever, and it's just... Nothing is that easy, okay? You make it sound so easy, and it's never like that. And it's so fucking frustrating. It's not okay. And it's okay if it's not okay, but don't tell me it's okay. I don't know. Don't pretend that everything is okay. Just be mad, disappointed, disgusted. I don't care. Just something other than this. You're confused. I'm sorry, that's not an emotion. It's not. Well, okay then, it's not the right one. Because you were my first, so... what? No, you! Ugh, don't say anything like that. I can't get the fucking mental image out of my head now. Listen, I will... never want to be with a man that is not you. Well, first of all, excuse you for talking about breaking up, but if you break up with me, I'll just become some asexual hermit or something, or look for the girl version of you. I am never going anywhere near another man ever again. It sucks to know that... Fuck, I can't say this without sounding like a fucking loser. Okay, fine, I'm gonna tell you. I don't like the idea that other women have seen this side of you that only I am supposed to get, okay? I'm the only one that deserves it, nobody else. And I don't even care if that makes me seem selfish, because I am. I am very selfish when it comes to you, and I can't change it. Because I want you, all of you, with every flaws, with every good and bad side, just for me, nobody else. And that means not even your exes. Well, how do you want to make it okay? Do you have a time machine? Yeah, exactly. So what's the fucking point in having this stupid-ass conversation? Because we can't change anything. Something triggered me, that's why. Don't you fucking remember? We ran into one of your exes yesterday. That's the whole reason I've been... I hate talking about this. I don't want to be the fucking jealous, insecure weirdo that can't deal with you having had past relationships. It makes no sense. Yeah, just because, like, I didn't have them doesn't mean that, you know, that I get to criticize you for having a past. You didn't know me back then. It's just that when I fucking think about all those other girls, there's this fire in me, and I can't explain it, and I know it's not your fault, and I know this is my own stuff, and I probably shouldn't project it onto you, But you know, I'm sorry, bitch. There. Fucking God. Asshole. Just die. Yeah, I'm fine. That felt good. No, you don't have to do anything. Like I said, this is all my own baggage, and you don't have to do anything about it. No, like, it's actually ick-worthy. Like, some of the stuff I think about is very... No, I don't think... You just be fucking weirded out. Well, kinda? No, that's not my fantasy, but like, you know, not exactly you'd be a total social reject or something, but like, I don't know, like, kinda dweeby and lost when it comes to girls, and then I teach you? You think you could play some insecure, awkward loser? Honey, you are the loudest person I know, by like a lot. And I'm pretty sure your sweat is just fucking pure testosterone. Respectfully, no, you can't. Yeah, it's not a compliment. You shouldn't take it as a compliment. I'm saying that you can't do it. Ugh, this is so fucking pathetic. I can't ask you to do something this lame. It's fucking stupid, so forget about it. I guess I just appreciate you torturing the fucking truth out of me with your annoyingness. So I'm glad we had this conversation, yeah? Okay, but we can stop talking about it now. Ugh, no, I don't fucking need any roleplay. I just... Fuck, I just needed to vent, I guess. And now that I've kind of said it out loud, I realize how fucking ridiculous and stupid I sound. And yeah, I'm sorry for saying it all out, I guess. Forget about that. Can I open the present you got me? Babe, please, please. I'm begging you, just drop it, okay? I'm fine, I promise. Look, I'm smiling, I'm happy, everything is fine. Can you just let it go? For what? No, babe, no, honey. You don't need to do anything. I'm serious. Look, listen, look me in the eye. I'm serious. We can just move on. It's not a big deal. I'm over it. Really, I promise, babe, I promise, I'm over it. Thank you. Look, if you want to talk about it later, whatever, but right now, I just want to open this present, okay? You put a lot of time and effort into this, and I want one good thing. Please let me open that gift. Thank you. Necklace. Thank you so much. Thank you for getting it for me. And I'm, oh god, now I feel terrible. I'm so fucking sorry for being such a crazy bitch earlier. No, I love it. I love it. Thank you. Yeah, sure, babe. I'll put it on in a bit, but I think I'm gonna go take a bath first. Yeah? You're gonna be fine with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay, baby. I need a little bit of time. Yeah, I gotta be on my own for a little bit. Just to relax and to think. Yeah, I'm sorry again for the argument. Okay, great. I'll see you. Nice. I think I'm feeling a little better. Babe, are you here? Baby? Honey? Oh. So he laid out clothes for me on this bed. That's cute. But what is this fucker up to? And what is this outfit? Oh,
What? A text? Put on the clothes and answer the door when I call. P.S. That was a long ass bath. I've been prepping for like 30 minutes. Okay, wow. I was relaxing, asshole. This outfit, you better not be taking me a step outside this apartment. Oh, fuck. This is the sluttiest fucking fit ever. Oh my god, I completely forgot I have this blouse. And the skirt. Does this even cover anything? Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, fuck. You can literally straight up see my fucking pussy. I kind of forgot how mini this mini skirt was. Of course, it gave me white cotton panties to wear, too. Might as well be fucking see-through with how wet he always makes me. Oh, fuck. What the fuck am I so weak? I fucking hate him. It's his fault. It's not my fault. So fucking annoying. No, fuck. Here we go. Gee, I wonder who that could be. I sure hope it's not a total stranger because I'd be showing him this super slutty outfit. Oh no. Babe, what the fuck? Why the fuck? Hold on, they're gonna hear us. Do you want all the neighborhood to know what we're up to? Yeah, that's what I thought, but why the fuck do you look like such a dweeby nerd? Oh my god. How did you even do this? Like, how did you get this? What? Get the fuck in. Get in. Oh my god. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. No, no, you don't look ridiculous. It's just... Jesus Christ, you got the look down. It's... I'm actually a little grossed out. You. What? No, I'm sorry. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. This is perfect. Oh my god, you're like... You're like such a loser. Oh my god, I could totally fix you. Oh yeah. I could fix you so bad. I mean, so good. Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's just... You're awakening something in me. I don't know how to not be so turned on. Okay, you know what? Yeah. The project, right? I totally forgot. Whatever. Hold on. How do mean girls sound? Yeah, I guess I can do it for you or whatever. I really don't care and you're such a loser and I couldn't get two shits about you, but I guess I'll do it for you. Charity and whatnot. God, you're such a dweeb. I want you so fucking bad right now. Oh, God. What do you think you're doing? My PC is in my bedroom. If you want me to help, why the fuck are you still sitting down here? Oh my fucking god. Yes, I do have a laptop, but I left it at my boyfriend's house. What? Do you think I'm fucking stupid or something? Or are you just scared of finally... being in a girl's bedroom for the first time. Oh god. It's not actually gonna be your first time in a girl's bedroom, is it? Oh, I can't believe you and I paired up. Oh, those glasses better mean you're fucking smart. Oh, we have? You did? Can't remember. But good job, I guess.
Well, if you've done it once, then you can definitely do it again, right? So top top, into the bedroom we go.
God, such a fucking nerd. Oh, you're so fucking useless.
Ew! Why are you sniffing my room? Gross.
Oh, you just noticed my room smelling like perfume? Fuck, you're so...
Can you just get to work so I can get back to my fucking boyfriend who's so totally not a loser unlike you?
Yeah, he's like coming over in like 30 minutes, so you better hurry up, loser.
I told you I could help, not that I was actually going to.
Oh my gosh, you got a cute little stiffy just from smelling my room. Oh my god, look at that. You're so cute.
Fuck, I just want to jerk you off till you cry. Of course I can see that. I'm not blind and you're not wearing any underwear, fucking silly.
I can't believe you actually got hard from literally just smelling my body lotion and perfume.
Wait, you like it when I'm mean? Huh. Seems like this is just as fun for you as it is for me.
That is actually so adorable. Seeing you get so turned on from me being mean to you. It's making me want to ride you, stupid.
Okay, fine, fine. Okay, back to the roleplay. Hello? Can't you just fucking hurry up? I need to change into something slutty before he gets here.
Yeah, you just keep working.
Wait, why are you turning around? Aw, it's not like you've never seen a girl before in her underwear. Right?
I mean, you couldn't possibly be that much of a fucking loser, right?
Fuck, you totally are. Oh my god, you totally are. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Not your laptop screen, you loser. Eyes up here. I asked you a question. Are you that much of a fucking loser?
God, your silence speaks volumes.
Keep looking. I want to take this from you.
Your first time seeing a girl undress in front of you. Oh, you poor little thing. And it's your classmate that fucking hates you and thinks you're a little shrimp dick nerdy loser.
Ew, oh my god, what the fuck?
What the fuck? There's like a little wet spot in your pants.
Ew, did you fucking leak through your fucking underwear just from seeing a girl in a bra and panties for the first time?
Oh, you, oh god,
don't tell me you came. You didn't come, right?
Oh my fucking god, you are so tragic.
No, don't look away. Keep looking at me. Yeah, my tight stomach, my wide hips, and these big, beautiful. God, don't they look soft and bouncy? Does it ever bother you that a little virgin loser like you will never get to feel what
this feels like. Yeah? Squeezing a nice, big pair of tits on a pretty girl like me. Tell you what, I just got a text from my boyfriend that he's running late. So until he comes here, you're gonna be my entertainment. And let me tell you, I can see the way you're staring at my tits. You want them, right? Well, if you entertain me well enough, maybe you'll get rewarded. Or maybe not. It's not like you dare ruin your chance at your first ever time touching boobs, right? So here's what's gonna happen. I'll tell you what to do. Yeah? You fine with that? Are you sure? You don't have to do this if you don't want to. Okay then. If this is what you're choosing, take your pants off. That's right. Jesus fucking Christ, you're so gorgeous. Ew, it's so swollen. I didn't even do anything, and you're already leaking all over the place. Am I drooling? I'm so not in character. Not only do you have such a pathetically desperate hard-on just from seeing me in essentially just the same as a fucking bikini... You're also a little fucking loser. Wow, congrats, baby. Aww. Well, since you removed your bottoms, it's only fair if I also remove mine. Yeah? What? No, you can't sniff them. Oh, God, you're such a little gross freak. Oh, no wonder you're such a fucking virgin. You're probably one of those little gooners who tug their little stiffies all day thinking about huffing a pretty girl's scent, because even if they're fantasies, they can't get pussy. Aww, so fucking cute. Yeah, this is the first pussy you've ever seen, right? Yeah, you've never, ever, ever seen another girl's pussy in real life, only mine. Yeah, and you love it, don't you? You've never fucked another girl, right? So how about it? Yeah, that's fucking right. I'm gonna be your fucking first. Me. I'm gonna be the first, and I get to have you and no one else. Yeah? I'm gonna get on my back and spread my legs. Get in here. Get in close. Boyfriend. Well, boyfriend. Shut the fuck up about the role play. Get in here. Tell me I'm the first girl you've ever been with. Say it. Say I'm the first. You mean it? You've never been with another girl? Never, ever, ever? Never even get close to one? Only me? Only me, yeah? Only me? I'm gonna be your first. I'm gonna be your first, right? Baby, I'm gonna be your fucking first, right? You've
never felt pussy before me. I get to give you that experience. Only I'm gonna be here first. And you're gonna be grateful to me forever. And never, 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 fucking never be able to forget me. And it's gonna feel so good. It's gonna feel so good. Yeah? Yeah, give me a kiss. That was your first. That was your first ever kiss with a girl. Just me. I was your first. There's no one else. And it's perfect. The kiss was perfect. I'm perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna blow your fucking mind because I'm the only ever girl that you've ever kissed. Me. And you can't think about anybody else. No other girls. No other girls because you've never kissed another girl and you don't know what it feels like. So I'm the first one. And you don't know. You don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it tastes like. Me. I'm the only one. I'm the first. The first. Put it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put your cock in for the first fucking time ever. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna forget this moment because it's your first time and it's gonna be so special. It's so special to you, right? I'm special to you, right? Yeah, this whole thing, it's special, right? Yeah, that's fucking right. Put your cute little stuffy into my pretty glycerin cut. What? But it's only been like 3 thrusts. You wanna come? Oh, wait, are you acting? Oh my god. Really? That's so cute. Making such a big mess in my cunt. Oh. Yeah, you just came in my pussy so fast. Oh, you were so fast, you didn't last even 10 seconds. Oh. Yeah, be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. Good. So quick, so fucking fast. I mean, look at you, you came so fast. I mean, how could I not find it so adorable? It's so cute. I didn't know boys could even come that fast. Yeah? You're so pathetic, baby. Aww. Cute. Pathetic. Adorable. Little thing. God, you're like... You're like genuinely embarrassed and taken by surprise by that, aren't you? Wait, no, fuck the roleplay for a second. Are you fucking embarrassed? That's so hot. No, seriously, like... Am I the first girl you had a cute little premature orgasm for, baby? Yeah. Losing your virginity was too exciting, was it? Aww. You came so fast, so fucking fast. Aww. For your mean, popular mommy. Yeah, for me, and I'm so fucking mean and bitchy, yeah. That's so cute. Oh, yeah, bury your head in my chest from the embarrassment. Oh, God, this night is so perfect. Oh, I know you didn't mean to. I know you wanted to last longer. I know, cutie. Oh, I know. It's so hard, isn't it? Because you weren't used to the feeling. Oh, poor boy. You barely even got to feel what fucking a pussy really feels like. Oh, it's so hard, isn't it? Being a virgin when you're in college. Oh, because you weren't used to the feeling and you just had to come. Oh, poor boy. You barely even got to feel what fucking a real pussy felt like. I guess it was just too much for you, wasn't it? Such a cute little loser pre-jack. With a big stiffy for his mean project partner. Yeah. Oh my god, it was like so cute how turned on you got from like how fucking mean I was being. No, wait. It was like so cute how you got turned on. Yeah, from how mean I was being to you. You're like a little lost puppy. No matter how mean I am to you, you just can't help but to be hopelessly and helplessly loyal to me, and only me. So tell me, cutie, how many girls have you been with? Just one. Oh, but do you think we should count this one though, baby? I mean, like, less than 10, 20 thrusts. I mean, even the most inexperienced little loser boys don't come that fast. Unfortunately, baby. But it's okay. If you're still a virgin, that means I can take it all over again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Seriously though, how the fuck did you do that? Like, that was the single cutest thing anyone has ever done for me, and I am literally obsessed with you. Yeah, but like, even with some edging, like fucking 10, 15 thrusts, really?
No, seriously, it's like so cute how you're like genuinely a little embarrassed. But then every time I mention it, I could kind of feel your cock slowly but surely getting more and more hard again. Babe, just admit it. You'll love it when I'm mean to you. Yeah. You'll love it so much, don't you? Oh, you came so fast. It's like so pathetic. cute. You cute little preemie loser. Dweeby nerdy prejack. No, don't get up. No, don't get up. This was like so fun. Babe, please stay and cuddle with mommy. Come on, come here, come here. Put your head on my chest. Yeah, go on. There we go. Who's my good little loser? Babe, thank you. Thank you for indulging me. No, are you crazy? Why on earth would you feel bad for not making me come? Bitch, that was like an orgasm for my soul. And I've never been so fucking satisfied in my entire life. I don't even need to come right now. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Stay right there. Not so fast. I know what you're doing. You, my dear, adorable boyfriend, were genuinely shocked by how quickly your little premature virgin loser orgasm spurted into my pretty little cunt. Weren't you? Yeah. And now you're trying to be all sneaky about the fact that deep down you want to prove your manhood. Prove that you can still make me your fucking little toy and that you own this pussy, yeah? Baby, I can read you like a fucking book. And you know what? I'm not giving you that satisfaction. Well, at least, not right now. Yeah, you wanna own something, but not quite getting to feel that way? Aww. Well, welcome to my fucking world. At least, just for tonight. You're definitely gonna stew in the humiliation like the good little boy you are. Tonight, you're gonna be my little virgin pre-jack boy toy, okay? Okay, good boy. God, you're so cute when you're embarrassed. Yeah? Yeah, you feel bad. You feel bad. Good. It's okay to be a little shy. Yeah. Oh, you're so embarrassed. Here, here, here. Just bury your head in my chest. Oh, you poor little thing. Release those little embarrassed subby boy whines. Cry into my tits. It's like so fucking adorable. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, God. You're just the fucking cutest. I think from now on, maybe once in a while when I get a little crazy or whatever, You should edge yourself again like this, but maybe a bit more.
Yeah, and I could teach you how to stop being such a pathetic, prematurely ejaculating loser. But you just keep getting worse. Does that sound fun? It sounds a lot of fun to me. No? Oh, it sounds embarrassing. Oh, well, if you hadn't fucked other girls before you had met me, maybe I wouldn't have to turn you into my personal dweeby, hopeless little prejack. But now, it's the only way I can be sure you'll be mine forever. And you want that, don't you? You want to be mine forever. So you'll do whatever I say to make me happy and keep me as your first and only girlfriend. I fucking thought so.